When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Wednesday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with... Oh, your lucky day. It's me again, Andy Goldstein. And of course, you can check me out on Drive all this week from 4 p.m. Anyway, we begin, of course, with the UCL, or the Champions League, as I like to call it. And Antonio Conte's Tottenham Hotspurs beat Marseille over in France. The match, of course, was on TalkSport. Here's the fallout.
He's found Højbjerg, ready through the middle. Højbjerg! Spurs are through! Højbjerg fires it brilliantly into the net, past the keeper, Paul Lopez, and Spurs are heading for the knockout stages, a three-on-one counter-attack, and Højbjerg fairly thumps it home. Spurs are through!
We've topped the group. We've gone through.
Honestly, you
top
lot.
Of the group. You 95th
lot.
Minute.
You lot.
Dug out a performance.
You lot. You
unbelievable lot. Result again. No manager. Injuries. Down in the dumps. Hostile environment. And Spurs come through yet again to honestly. Make it happen for Conte. I know you're a Chelsea fan. And I know you love the club and all that nonsense. But come on. Credit where it deserves that Spurs have dug it out, won the group stages, gone through to the knockouts.
Should you not do that anyway?
It's a tough group. It's ended up being a tough group for us.
It ended up. I love that. Love that. Love the way you just...
Sporting were good. Frankfurt were good. Marseille made it difficult for us. It's a tough group. We're grinding out results.
That word there, grinding, perfect description. I'm glad you used it. Well done. Grinding them out.
I don't know what to make of it. I really don't, because part of me, you know, having gone one down and big questions being asked, they've done it again. They've turned it round. They've come back. So, look, you have to... give Tottenham credit. Second half, much, much better. But the other part of me is saying they're a shambles, and after time, it's like they don't know the best way to go about. Why don't they just let the reins off and let this team have a real go at their opponent? If they do that, I feel Tottenham could be something.
I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody.
Full time in the Stade Velodrome. It was nervy, but they got there in the end. Marseille 1, Tottenham Hotspur 2.
First half was disappointing. And then second half, we come out with a lot more intensity, a lot more fire in the belly, I felt like, and got the goal at a good time. And then after that, it was a little bit nervy. We had some chances, they had some chances. But yeah, really important goal at the end, especially to finish top of the group. So overall, just a really good night.
Spurs are a good team. Spurs got good players. There's no reason why
we've got
now,
good players. We ain't got great players. We've got Kane and Son.
You've got a brilliant manager.
We've got Kane and Son.
You got a brilliant,
the rest of them are really good players.
You've got a brilliant manager.
But we haven't got world beaters all over the pitch.
Are you saying, how far behind Arsenal are you? You got a better manager than Arsenal? Yes or no?
Yes.
So how come Arsenal are playing a brand of football with a squad that, I mean, in terms of the squad, who's got a better squad? There ain't that much in it, is there?
No, there's not.
So it's the attitude for the man.
On now to clippity-clops Liverpool, who beat Napoli in the Champions League.
It was Salah's seventh goal of this Champions League campaign, Napoli's first defeat of the season. But the best Liverpool performance for some time, it was a mark for Jurgen Klopp on his 400th game in charge, and he'll be pleased with that. Liverpool 2, Napoli 0.
We all agreed on that we have to show a reaction, and we did. We did in a very difficult game against a really good opponent. We were compact, so it was never easy for Napoli to play out in all the moments. And you see a football playing side in all moments when they... could play out, you saw immediately how good they are in 1-1 situation collectively as well. So, but we we did really well.
Elsewhere, Rangers set a new record for the worst ever performance in the Champions League group stage. Their record of no points, 2 goals scored and 22 conceded, was sealed by a 3-1 defeat at Ibrox to Ajax.
Rangers are go out as well to Ajax, the worst team in Champions League history. Does Gio need to go?
Gio should be on his last legs weeks ago. He should leave right now. He's not welcome anywhere at Rangers. I've sent an email into the club asking for the club to sack him in the morning. He's just no go at the team. The players are on the playing field. And one comment I didn't like what he said a couple of weeks ago, this team's no good enough to compete in the Champions League. A manager can't come out and say that. That's something to keep in house.
You know, after playing 6 games, you can see the difference in level and against the teams we competed. And so that was very difficult for us to get results.
Leave right now. Before I fall any deeper,
now, Graham Potter has been speaking ahead of Chelsea's Champions League match with Dynamo Zagreb tonight live on TalkSport. Potter said, as a manager at a top club, you're always one bad result from a crisis. Blimey, it's a bit extreme, isn't it?
In my job or where I'm sat, you've got to be careful about what you listen to, essentially, because people can talk and say whatever. I mean, it's just part of life. You understand when you're at a club like this that you're only 90 minutes away from a crisis, and you have to put things into perspective. You have to understand where you've been and what has happened, and look at it as intelligently as you can. And then whatever people say from the outside, well, there's always opinions. There's always people that don't like you. There's always people that will have a different view of how the situation is. Can't really control that. All I can do is focus on how I think and what I think and how I act, and then let the noise carry on, you know?
Now, Man City play Sevilla, or Seville, no one really knows.
Yeah, they do, it's Sevilla.
Yeah, they do know, actually. Tonight in the Champions League. Here's the gaffer, Pep Guardiola, no one really knows.
Yeah, they do. No, actually, you're right, they don't this time.
Thank you. Here he is anyway with an update on Erling Haaland's return after an absence with injury.
It's Erland.
I said Erland.
Oh, yeah, sorry, mate.
I don't know what's happening tonight.
Is Erling Haaland back in full training? Not back in full training.
For tomorrow, is not available.
You said on Saturday that Erling had ligament damage and that he was feeling better. Have you had any evolution, any news on his situation and his injury?
Feels better.
Still feels better?
Yeah. Comparing Saturday and Sunday, even Monday, every day feels better, but still is not 100%. We don't want to take a risk. It's no sense. Hopefully we can have him in against Fulham.
So he doesn't train with the team at the moment?
No.
Now, his former Spurs boss, Tim Sherwood, on TalkSport on The Breakfast Show, would you believe, discussing Dele Alli, who's currently plying his trade in Turkey with Beşiktaş.
Yeah, I remember Dele Alli when he came on for Matt Letizia against Southampton. Oh, my goodness.
That was Ali Dyer.
Oh, yeah. My mistake.
Well, the demise has been so long, isn't it? You know, he's brilliant. He's sprung on the scene, didn't he, from MK Dons, come to Tottenham. He was outstanding. He was after my time. Pochettino played him in his favourite position. He was really affected for the side. And he's just internationals, lost his way. You know, I don't know. I don't know the boy. From the outside, you almost think, did he get too much too early?
Yeah, I know.
You know, we always...
It's just a shame.
We always label that at the players. I'm not sure what he's like as a professional. I'm not saying he's good or bad or indifferent.
Yeah.
I haven't got an opinion on him. All I know is that he was such a talent, and unfortunately his career is wasting away, and it's a real shame, because I could tell Dele now, and Ali would back me up, you're a long time retired.
Oh, man.
And there's nothing like playing the game, so just enjoy it while you can, and hopefully there's still time for you to pick up your career and run with it till your legs can't go anymore.
Now, Wales' national football teams could change their name to Cymru, the Welsh name for Wales, after this year's World Cup in Qatar. TalkSport host Johnny Owen outlined the history of the word and why he feels it's important to be recognised.
The Welsh people, as they were, the indigenous people of Britain, the Welsh speakers that lived all over Great Britain before the Anglo-Saxons arrived, There was no such thing as Wales. We'll call it Wales as we know it now. But they call themselves Cymru. The people did, the people that spoke the language. The word roughly translates to comrade or brother, and that's what they called themselves. The Anglo-Saxons arrived from Germany 1,500 years ago, pushed them west into what we now call Wales. And the word Wales comes from the Anglo-Saxon word, which means foreigner, which is quite ironic as they were the people arriving. So that's where it sort of comes from historically. And this is a real grassroots thing that sort of came from the fans, this word Cymru. Wales, you have to remember, you know, certainly since the Industrial Revolution, has always spoken English. English was the language of commerce, the empire, you know, quite rightly, the institutions that went into Wales, the educational system, they spoke English. What's happened in the last 20, 30 years, especially since the decline of industries, Wales is looking for an identity. It used to be coal mines and those kind of things. We all know what Wales was famous for. And there's a resurgence in the language. My daughter speaks Welsh. My brother's sons speak Welsh. It's a very positive thing, actually. And the Welsh football team has caught this perfect storm, lads, of being successful on a world stage, the rise of the language. Football is a very geographically different thing in Wales to rugby. Its hotbed is in the north, probably more so than the south. There's a lot of Welsh speakers there. So let's all come together in this thing. Well, let's no longer call ourselves a word that the English called us. Let's call ourselves by the name we call ourselves, which means comrade and friend. I think it's a really positive, inclusive word, and I'm all for it.
Now, here's two-time Ashes winner, Steve Hammy-Harmison, looking back at England's Super 12 victory over New Zealand in the T20 World Cup in Oz.
For me, Taylor, two captains. It really was. I'm so pleased for Joss Butler because he took some stick against Ireland, but I thought he's batting a bit like Cairns. They were slowish at the start, but obviously Alex Hales helped, you know, getting England off to a decent start to let Butler go through the gears. And whenever Joss does that, he's always devastating towards the end. And it was unfortunate for his run out, but I thought his captaincy was brilliant in that second half, especially in the last five, six overs. I think, you know, six overs to go. It was probably the first time New Zealand were ahead on the sort of win percentage. And I thought his bowling changes, field positions, and also his bowlers backed him up. I thought it was a well-deserved win for England in the end.
Hello, I'm Laura Woods, and this is TalkSport Daily. Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
And we finish with news that politician Matt Hancock...
Oi, Ghosted, he's not Hancock. You pronounce it...
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Anyway, he's set to enter the jungle for I Am A Celebrity. As you can imagine, Moni Moni Simon Jordan isn't impressed.
I don't know what's the matter with him. He was a buffoon as a health minister. He's a buffoon and a hypocrite. And now he makes a mockery of the office and the responsibilities he has as an MP. Get rid of these people. Get proper grown-ups in a room.
He signed up with I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
He's not a celebrity. He's a politician.
Nadine not go in there. Nadine Doris.
Geez,
there you go. You love her.
I mean, give me a break. Did you see that clown act last week on Piers Morgan's show? I mean, couldn't even read the auto cue. The point is that they're not stars. They're not, you know, people of anything other than public servants. And somehow or another, they've been built up into this perception, these politicians, that they're far more important than they actually are. They think they're bleeding rock stars. Mm. You're a politician. In fact, you have the personality of a radish. No one really wants to see much of you. And here we are now putting them in the jungle. What is wrong with these people?
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Andy Austin's Drive Time Show today from 4 p.m. After us from 7, it's Chelsea against Dinamo Dynamo Zagreb in the Champions League on TalkSport, and over on TalkSport 2, it's Juve against Paris Saint-Germain. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Austin TalkSport Daily Podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you've got to do. Get it. Until then, thanks for having a good day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.